Episode 2526, Find the Silver Lining.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying a fabulous week. Are the cooler temperatures setting in for you? Well, just because the temperatures are cooler outside doesn't mean your heart has to be. Oh, no. You got to find the silver lining. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when life surprises you, reframe what you see. Circumstances do not govern your feelings. Whether good or bad, shift your perspective and find the silver lining. You know, when you're looking only at what you see, you can be blinded from other options and views. It's like taking a handkerchief and putting it over your eyes and just wondering, well, where am I? And spinning yourself around and you don't really know what you're going to see because you're not really looking. And what you only know is what you last saw. And we got to understand too that when you're looking at good and bad, it's all through interpretation. What you see as good, I might see as bad or vice versa. Good does not always mean it's what you want when you want it. Sometimes it is changing the perspective in which you view the outcome or result. Even when life feels a little dreary, find the silver lining. But you must be in anticipation of what's to come. You know the saying, the best is yet to come. That is only as true as what you believe, how you believe. If you let your hope drown in the pain, you will miss the best possibilities. So you got to keep searching and finding the silver lining. So what is really bothering you today? Well, let me be frank with you. It was a little bit crazy this week. Why? Because we had a pipe burst. And this pipe that burst is actually inside our wall. Here's the kicker. This same pipe broke a year ago. So November 12th of 2020, this pipe went off and I had to call the repairman. And believe it or not, here we sit again. And I'm thinking, really? Why? So it's just a little over a year. But the thing is this, I could be very upset because we have to turn off our house water because it constantly leaks. There's no way of catching it and the plumbers are backed up. I can't get anybody here until today. It's been over 48 hours. And so I've just been trying to keep everything dried up. It's a constant babysitting. But regardless, there's still a silver lining here. You see, we had to go through insurance to get everything done, but guess what? Because of COVID, the pandemic, and other weather complications, it slowed down us getting everything repaired. And so guess what? We still have a hole in the wall. We can still see the pipe. That's why we knew it was leaking. And praise the Lord, we hadn't fixed all of our hardwoods. We hadn't covered it up because obviously that part of the pipe still was not done right. And it's in one place that they repaired and then it's in two other places. And it's really complicated. But in all of this, I was absolutely thrilled. Who would be thrilled to have a waterlogged hallway? Only me, maybe. But you see, it's all in how you see it. Find the silver lining. So what is really bothering you today? And I want you to be specific about what you're going through. Talk about it out loud. Talk about it as if you're talking to me. What is that pain and hurt you're experiencing? Don't brush it off like dust. Acknowledge it and then look for what is good. Look on the brighter side. The silver lining isn't just in bells that ring during the holidays. It must be in your heart too. You've got to be intentional about finding the silver lining. You may not know what good looks like, but if you are only looking for the bad, that's the best you'll find. So search your heart. Listen with a keen ear. Take aim in anticipation of what God is already doing. No, you may not see the fingerprints of his work just yet, but when you are aware of his presence, you will see the breadcrumbs from heaven. The God winks will show up in your everyday. So find the silver lining. And I get the days are long and the nights are short. If only you could reverse those, but a little bit too difficult, right? You think you have control over the weather. We so do not. But regardless, you can and will experience God's grace and mercy even when the hurt seems impossible, even when the circumstances seem unbearable. Don't let disappointment and worry cloud your smiles. Don't let assumptions hold you back from seeing that which is beautiful. If you constantly look for the bad, you will constantly fear the what ifs. So instead of all of that, hold your head up high. Give your heart permission to feel and to see the goodness. Greatness is upon you. Go and find the silver lining. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.